Mr. Garcia, GARCIA, Basilia, BACILIO 6360. Patient comes in today for evaluation of his abnormal blood test. First thing is his cholesterol is 259, but he says his cholesterol has been much higher before. It was 279, and he's happy that it's 259. He doesn't want any medication. He wants to continue doing what he's doing with diet and exercise. Next number. His A1C is 6.61. He says that's actually improved. The reason it went up is because it was off the metformin, but then he's back on the metformin. Next number is his B12 is quite low as 137. I taught him how to give himself a B12 injection. We'll see you next in 2 weeks. I told him how to give himself a B12 injection. He's going to start with 1 cc a week times 4 weeks, then 1 cc every 2 weeks. Next number, his creatinine is 0.66, no change in treatment at this time. Next number, BPH with increased PSA. His PSA has been vacillating. He did take some antibiotic one time. I told him the best thing to do is for him to see Dr. Dulesky, D-E-W-Y-L-E-S-K-I. This is a urologist who will be seen and follow him up on a regular basis regarding his PSA to make sure he doesn't have cancer. I discussed this with him at length. Next number, his white blood cell count is 3.6, no treatment. Next number is his RDW is 15.7, no treatment, both most likely related to low B12. Next number, his testosterone level is perfect at 617. Next number, his B12D, vitamin D is down to 28. Vitamin D was prescribed at 10,000 units a day. Next number, let's make a medication list for this fellow. Next number, as far as his back pain is concerned, he has not picked up the Neurontin or the Medrol dose back, but he does have a schedule for an MRI. Next number, I explained to him that his low back pain and the right leg pain may be related to his low B12. Next number, medication list, allergy none. This is on a separate sheet of paper, please. Medrol dose back to finish recently. Number two, Neurontin 600 BID. Number three, Nexium 40 milligram a day. Next number is Lisinopril 10 milligram. Then next one is Actos 30 milligram. Then next one is Metformin 1000 milligram twice. Next one is Flomax 0.4 once at bedtime. This is medication list on a separate sheet of paper. And let's see if there's anything else I need to tell you. At the end, we discussed his blood work at length and gave him ample time to ask questions. By the way, he does need a stress test, and he will get that done on an outpatient basis. These are rather lots of instruction, and I've written it all down, and I was the one that actually taught patient how to do a B12 because he wants to do it at home by himself, and I gave him a prescription for the B12 vials plus 1 cc syringes. Thank you.